Well, I'm thankful to be here this morning. I'm thankful to be here with you. I want to say that we love y'all. We've been praying for you this week, naming y'all out in prayer. And we trust the Lord will bless and be with us today. I thank God for His goodness and His power for us and His help. I have a message I'd like to share, starting out in the book of Ephesians, the third chapter. Ephesians, the third chapter, and verse 16. It says that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and height, length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I'd like to encourage us this morning to be filled with the fullness of God. The Lord has a portion today. It doesn't matter where we're at in life. It doesn't matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter your abilities this morning. God has a fulfilling portion for us, that you and I can rise above the difficulties. The song they sang this morning, we can conquer, folks. We're in good company. Did you hear all those names? Gideon and Joshua and Moses, we are in good company this morning. We're the same lineage. It's the same blood. It's the same spirit this morning. We're of the same family. And we can overcome also. Even though we're just a few, God can help you and I to overcome. But I want to encourage us to be strengthened, to seek for the fullness of God in our lives. He mentions here in verse 18, he says, that ye might be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Now, I don't know altogether what all that means, but I want to say when they went in the land of Canaan, God had some territory for them. He had allotments for each of the tribes, and He had borders for them. And I would this morning that through the fullness of God, that we would be able to recognize the dimensions of what God wants to give us in our spiritual lives. You know, I've heard people say, if I can just get a corner in heaven, folks, I know it's going to be wonderful to make heaven whatever it is, but I believe there's going to be some room up there. I believe there's going to be some mansions. I believe there's going to be some space. And He has it for us now in this life. Lord, help us. I believe through the fullness of God, we're able to comprehend more. If we don't have that fullness of God and we don't seek for the fullness of God, we're not going to understand what God has for us in this life. And like Brother Austin says, we're going to live on crackers, on the small fare. When God's got everything, He's got the banquet table spread for us. We'll just live on the meagerly little things. But through the fullness of God, you and I are able to comprehend that God's got more for me. He's got a greater depth. He's got more heights for us. You know, when you look out in the night sky and you think about space and all those things, there's no limit. God is great. There's no limit. When I think about how many, I don't know how many they say, how many thousands of Earths that would take to fill the sun, that blows my mind. I know the language, but it's incomprehensible. God is that way. He's eternal. He's got a great expanse, and I want to encourage us this morning. He's got a great expanse for us in our spiritual lives. And when we enter into the fullness of God and we seek for His fullness, the Lord reveals to us by His Spirit, I've got this territory for you that you can have. I got this room for you I want you to grow in. The Lord has that for us. And I also wanted to mention this scripture here. It says, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. It's the love of God. It's the Holy Spirit living in us that we are able to feel and recognize the love that God has for us. The joy in the presence of His Spirit that He puts in my heart. It's just like the Lord, when the Spirit of the Lord is working in me, it's like the Lord just putting His arms around me and saying, I love you. I'm with you. And the Lord has that for us to say, that we might know the love of Christ. And then we're able to give that to others also. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, the Lord is able to fill us this morning. You know, in life, if we don't have God, if we don't have His blessing, life is empty, isn't it? It's empty without His blessing. It's empty without His presence, without His goodness. You know, so many times people, the things that they're going after in the world, that they're following so hard after, the pleasures of this life that we've read in this meeting, the deceitfulness of riches, what is it all? It's trying to fill a need in their bosom, in their spirit. They're seeking, they're going after, they're craving. But it's after the wrong things. It's only the fullness of God that's able to satisfy. We sing a song that says, can a bird drink up the ocean, thirsting still from shore to shore? Or the God of all creation, leave thy heart, yet craving more? Think about that this morning. Can we bird drink up the ocean and still be thirsty? No, there's a fullness there. There's a fullness that we can have in God this morning. If we'll seek after Him with all of our hearts and we'll look to Him, there is a fullness that He can give to us in our lives that can be a blessing and a help to us. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given to us. That is how we know the Lord. That's how we know His love, is when His Spirit is dwelling and living in us and His presence is there. And I want to encourage us that way today. There's another scripture in Romans, the 12th chapter. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He said to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. We are, this morning, we are the temple of God. God is not interested in dwelling in temples made by hands. He's interested in dwelling in our lives. And I want to encourage us this morning to don't put limits on God. Don't try to follow God on your own terms. Don't try to draw the line in the sand and say, I'll go this far, but no farther. Don't do that with God. Because when we begin to draw lines, we're going to limit what His fullness coming into our life is able to do. I believe this morning God's Spirit will dwell in holy temples. He doesn't dwell in unclean vessels. We must be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We must have a pure heart, a clean life. But when we are clean and we've been forgiven of our sins, we need to seek for the fullness of God, His Spirit, to dwell in our hearts, in our lives. Oh, sweet element of heaven, He is divinely blessed, who in thy sea o'erwhelmed has found eternal rest. Folks, there's a great sea for us. Let's not limit God this morning in our lives. And you and I, we can do it so easily by our unbelief, by our fears, by our pulling back. We can limit what God wants us to do. But He said, beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies, present yourself to the Lord. Give yourself to Him in prayer. Come before Him. The Holy Spirit is not a power just for us to use. It's an element for Him to use us. And we want to seek Him that way. Lord, I want You to use my life. I want You to speak through my lips. I want You to feel through my hands. I want You to see through my eyes. Oh, I've been praying this week. Lord, I want to feel what You feel. I want to feel Your heart. I want to feel Your mind. I want to feel Your thoughts. I want to know what You're thinking. And the Lord can do that. He can help us. The burden that the Spirit gives us, that's the Lord helping us to recognize what the Lord's desire and what His aim for us is when God begins to speak to us. So let's come before Him that way and give Him ourselves, present ourselves to Him, and God will fill and He'll give us what we stand in need of. Oh, there's a satisfying portion in the Lord this morning. We don't have to go away empty. We don't have to go away hungering. We don't have to go away this morning still searching and wondering and asking. There is a place in the Lord today at our disposal, at our fingertips. It's not far away that we can enter into if we'll believe and trust Him. In the book of Luke, the 11th chapter, the Gospel of Luke, I believe it's the 11th chapter. I want to share a few thoughts with this. In the 11th chapter, in the 21st verse, Jesus has been casting out devils. But in verse 21, it says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh away from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now here he mentions when a stronger comes upon him, he takes away his armor. I want to say today there is much danger of us running our spiritual lives close to empty. There is strong temptations in the world. There are strong elements. There are strong things that are working. And if we're living our lives close on empty, we're jeopardizing what God has given us. We're jeopardizing the things that the Lord has given to us in our hearts and our lives. But He said He found it all swept and garnished. Do you know this morning, I know you do, but I want to remind us, it's not enough just to live a good moral life. It's not enough. We've got to have the Spirit. We've got to have a fullness of God. We've got to have the blessing of God. I want to share a thought that's really been a blessing to me. I've did a little bit of reading and studying, and I found that commercial buildings, they seek to have a positive air pressure in their buildings. Commercial buildings. And have you ever felt that when you go into Walmart, you open the door and you, whew. A lot of the commercial buildings do that. There's a positive pressure that is exerting when the doors are open. There's something that goes out. That keeps out a lot of flies, airborne bacteria, dust, a lot of things that would come in. There is a force pressing against that. I didn't know this. Surgical rooms where they do surgery. I didn't know this. They have alarm systems that let them know when there's a negative air pressure. Because there's a great danger of bacteria and germs coming when somebody's opened up on the table and there's alarm sounds. I didn't realize that. There is great danger today for you and I to live very long on empty, in a negative air pressure. When we're living in a negative spot, what happens when there's a negative? And most homes are that way. Homes are under a negative pressure. When you open the door, all the cold air comes in because there's a negative pressure. We have vents that are sucking things out, and we don't have very much that's pushing back in. But when we're living under a negative pressure, we're going to be beginning sucking things in to find fulfillment, to find satisfaction. Have you ever went grocery shopping on an empty stomach? I know most of you have. Everything looks good, doesn't it? We on the way yesterday, we were going and saw a big old sign, "All you can eat catfish." I said, "Leah, man, that sounds good." She said, "You're hungry, aren't you?" My belly was rumbling. We are. You go grocery shopping on the empty stomach, I about guarantee you're going to spend more money than what you wanted to. You eat before you go shopping. It's totally different. That don't look all that good. This don't look good. This don't look good. And then you're able to provide what you're able to afford, right? That's the way it is in our spiritual lives. When we get running on empty, we get too busy. We get too careless. We get too caught up. There's a negative thing that begins to draw. It happens to every one of us. And that's why Ephesians, he said that he was praying for them that they would be filled with all the fullness of God. You know what the Lord wants this morning? He wants to fill us. There's no shortcuts to it. It takes time down upon our knees. But when we take that time and we give ourselves, we're presenting ourselves to Him, the Lord is able to give us a fullness. He's able to feed our spirit. He's able to fill us. And then when I go out and I begin to meet the world, there's something coming out. Thank the Lord. There's something coming out of my life. It's not being sucked in. I'm not just pulling everything in. When I'm on negative, then I'm easily influenced by the world around me. And I don't even recognize it. Influence is something that's so subtle that you don't realize what's happening. It's a power and force that works in people's lives that many times we don't even recognize that it's there. But it's moving us. And it's affecting us when we're living under a negative pressure. But when I've got something positive in me, and the Lord's been speaking to me and working with me, then when I go and I face the world, you know, Jesus breathed on His disciples and He said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." There's something fresh that comes out. And you know what it does? It's offering hope to the weary It's offering direction to the lost. It's offering blessing to those that are hurting. It's offering strength to those that don't have any strength. But when I'm under a negative, I go and I don't have anything to give. And I'm looking myself. Oh, the Lord, help us today. He said that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I was thinking about how He said there, He told them, He said, tarry at Jerusalem until you be endued with power on high. You know, I remember Brother Leslie telling his testimony about being filled with the Spirit. You know what he did? I know most of you heard the story. But he made up his mind, he determined in his heart, I'm not going to leave until you bless me. It does. Jacob, remember? He wrestled with the angel. He wrestled, and to me that represents us seeking God in prayer. Praying. Presenting. Yielding ourselves. Submitting our will. Giving ourselves to God. But when we do that, the Lord is faithful to fill us. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. I thought about, you remember when Peter was preaching and there was believers there, it said, while he was preaching, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. You know what it was? They were believing the Word. As he was speaking, they were believing the message, and the atmosphere was filled with the Holy Spirit. And as their hearts believed the message, as their hearts opened up to the message, they felt a fullness of God. They had a fullness of God that came into them. Oh, the Lord can do that when you and I open our hearts and we believe that God has what we need. There's another scripture that brings out, it says, we have access to grace by faith. When we come to Him believing, and we're in our minds, we persuaded God, you have what I need. I know you're able to meet my need. I know you're able to answer prayer. And we come to Him with that confidence. Faith, it opens up the door for the Spirit to be able to work and minister to our hearts and our lives. Let's come to the Lord that way. As we seek God, as we come to Him, let's open our hearts and our lives, presenting ourselves to Him, seeking Him. I want to tell us, God can fill us today. I remember occasion, not one time, the Lord, I was just at home, the family had gone to bed, and I was laying there meditating, and it was like the Lord just, I looked up from the couch, and there was a big picture over me. And it was pouring this glistening, it was a shiny, it was coming down through the top of my head down. But I got to the place I just was filled with joy. I was rejoicing in the Lord. But I got to the place where I couldn't take no more. I felt like I was going to die. I was going to explode. And that let me know that God has a fullness for you and I. The Scripture says that His Spirit beareth witness with our spirit. There is something that the Lord will minister to our hearts and to our lives. The Holy Spirit will give us peace. He'll give us a trust. He'll give us rest. He can fill us, you and I, with courage when we don't have courage. He can give us strength. Oh, on the way over here, I was thinking, Lord, I've got 5 messages to preach this week. And the Lord said, I can give you 5 messages in one day. I can give you 5 messages in one day. Oh, the Holy Spirit is real. Let's look beyond our human abilities this morning. Sometimes we just look at our human abilities and we get our eyes on our situation. And God wants us to have faith in Him and confidence and be filled with the fullness of God. Let's not just inhabit a little place in our lives. Let's lift up our eyes today. He told Abraham, you know, he gave Lot the choice. He said, look out. And Lot looked out and he chose the things that looked good to the flesh. And that's what many people do today. They follow what looks good to the flesh. But after Lot had left, the Lord told Abraham, He said, lift up your eyes. The Lord's telling us that this morning. Lift up your eyes. You know, the devil wants to get us in a place where he feels like he's got us trapped. Where there's no hope. Where I can't make it. And the Lord is saying, lift up your eyes. I've got something for you. And he told him to look in every direction. That fits in with the length, the breadth, and the height. Look everywhere. It's yours. You know, I believe the Lord wants us to finish our life on this earth. He wants us to finish it with the confidence. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I used what God gave me. I dwelt in that land that He wanted me to have. Lord, help us today in this life. I'm looking forward to heaven. I'm on my way. I'm ready for heaven. But I know the Lord's got some things here. He's got some victories. He's got some more battles for me. He's got some more victories. He's got some more things that He wants to teach me. For all of us today. Let's lift our eyes up. Let's seek for the fullness of God in our lives. Tarry at Jerusalem. Tarry at home. On our knees. In prayer, in that closet, till the Spirit begins to move and work. Sweet element of heaven, the Spirit is real this morning. It's an entity. It's God. It's His likeness. And that's how we become like God, is when the Spirit is living and dwelling in us. Oh, I thank the Lord this morning for His blessings to us. We are a rich people. We passed Springfield has got a lot of big churches on Highway 65. Huge churches, huge parking lots. I'm glad to pass them all by this morning. I found my home with the people of God. That give the Spirit of the Lord preeminence in their lives. The Spirit of the Lord does not mix with the spirit of the world. They don't mix. He said, love not the world or the things of this world. If we want the Spirit of the Lord, we must be separated unto God. Separated from this world. Jesus wasn't of the world either. Most of the world don't tell you that. I'm not looking for anything different. I'm satisfied. God has witnessed to my heart of the truth of His Word. The Scripture also teaches that there's going to be a falling away. Evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. We need a fullness of God to keep us, to anchor us. You know, when the Spirit of the Lord is there in our lives, and I'm not on empty, empty is dangerous. When I'm on empty, the Spirit of the Lord, that's what helps me recognize temptation for what it is. If I don't have the Spirit of the Lord working in my heart, in my life, I'll walk right into temptation and never know it. But the Spirit of the Lord, He alerts me. There's a caution light that comes up. Bob, you're getting close to temptation here. You need to step aside. But if I don't have that positive influence in my life, I'll fall. I'll fall prey to temptation. I don't have the power within myself to resist its power. You remember when Samson, they cut his hair, he became like any other man. And they put out his eyes. That's the way you and I are. I have no power. I have no foresight. I have no self-will. I have nothing within myself to keep me. But by the Spirit of God. That's our greatest thing today, is to seek and to be filled with the Lord's fullness, to have it in our hearts. When we get on empty, we're in a dangerous place. The alarm should sound. You know, on your gas tank, how many of you like to just run when it's right there on... I don't like that feeling. Oh, it feels so good just to... You know, sometimes my wife asks, we don't need gas, it's half full. I like a full tank. We stopped yesterday. I had a half a tank. I could have got out there and back without any problem. But we had a little bit of time we was waiting on. Fill it up. Fill up. Don't take any chances. Some roads, you know, we took a little tangent road and got off track a little bit and had to come back. We never know what will come in life. It's better to have a full tank. And God has it for us if we'll take the time and we'll put our hearts into it and we'll give ourselves to Him. And it will, I'm going to tell you, it will just like the natural man is satisfied with full, you can push the tank, you can say, I don't want no more. The Spirit of God can do that to our inner man. I'm full. I've eaten. I've partaken. God is there. He's helping me. He's opened up the Scriptures to me. I'm feeding on it. I don't have to have what the world has to offer. I'm praying for you this morning. The church needs people that have a fullness. The needs are so great today. The world is in desperation. Homes are breaking up. People, our young people, don't know where to turn and where to go. The Lord wants us to have something on that hand. You know, David, when he went to face Goliath, the Lord had been preparing him. And I found the Lord does that in our lives. And we give. I know so many times the Lord gives me things. And it's not just for me. He'll give me things during the week, and then during the week I'll meet with people. And that's what the Lord gave, and that's what they need. And the Lord opened, and you know something about when there's a fullness, it's like it wants to get out. You're not that way when you're on empty. But when there's a fullness, can you listen to this for a minute? Can I share with you just a little bit what the Lord's done for me? It wants to get out. Doesn't matter how quiet you are. I'm a quiet and reserved people, but I still feel that something wants to get out of there. Lord, help us today. God wants us to have the fullness. Oh, those five wise virgins, they took the time. They had their vessels trimmed. They were ready to go in. Lord, help us today to be ready. We don't know when the Lord will call. We don't know what comes up. Lord, help us to have the fullness of God. One more thought I wanted to leave. There is no giant. There is no trial that is able to overtake and overpower the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let's not forget that. Pray for me.